Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Katy Freeway is open again after a deadly crash early this morning shut down all eastbound lanes. Police say a Tesla rear-ended another car with two passengers. They were pronounced dead at the scene. This happened just after 1 o'clock in the morning. KHOU reports that the suspect's car slammed into the barriers on both sides of the freeway before coming to a stop. The driver faces two charges of intoxication manslaughter. Katy Pride is relocating their LGBTQ celebrations this week after the Typhoon Texas Water Park decided not to host the events, citing security concerns. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the water park's decision comes after some conservative leaders criticized the event on social media.
Katy Pride President Amanda Rose says organizers are not aware of any credible threats to the water park. Rose says critics are spreading, quote, misinformation about Pride online.
It's a time for love and joy and being your authentic self. You know, there's so much misinformation because people just want to believe what they want to believe instead of actually taking the time to learn.
Former KDISD board president Victor Perez criticized the Pride event on social media, but he says he's not aware of anyone threatening the water park.
Different people in the community just, you know, we're upset by it and just let their voices be heard. That's all this is all about.
Saturday's Pride events will now be held at the Bear Creek Rodeo Arena. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
The water park could not immediately be reached for comment on Thursday. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Good morning and welcome to another beautiful day here on Houston Public Media. And what a great time to be tuned in, because right now your donation is doubled to our fall fundraising campaign. This is the final day of our fall fundraising campaign. And that's right. Thanks to a generous match going on right now, every dollar you give this hour goes twice as far for the trusted news, local reporting, and thoughtful programs that start your day. Your $100 becomes $200. Your $250 becomes $500 automatically. You get it. This double match is going on all hour. And when you give, you are powering fact-based journalism and keeping this 100% community-funded service strong for everyone in Greater Houston for the years to come. Give at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887. I'm Matt Harab, your morning anchor, here with Michael Haggerty. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Matt, and good morning, everyone listening. Hope you're having a good Friday morning. Here's the truth. As you've been hearing us say, Houston Public Media no longer receives federal funding. That is different for us. This community fully powers this station. And your gift today goes